You're sitting at the bar alone, your fingers toying lightly with the rim of the empty glass in front of you. Even from where I'm sitting, I can see the faint outline of a lipstick mark on your glass in the dim bar light, the same light casting a faint halo onto your long auburn hair. Your tight black dress strikes a sharp contrast in the light, and every time you move, I'm witness to the soft curves of your body. You uncross and recross your legs, giving me a quick glimpse of black hose wrapping down your legs to a pair of black pumps. I wonder if you matched those on purpose, I muse to myself before cursing myself for being so thick-headed. Of course you did. You can't not know how ravishing your outfit is. I slowly follow your legs back up from your shoes, up your thighs, up your tight stomach, over the swell of your breasts. I linger on your cleavage for a moment, looking up to find you staring me dead in the eyes from across the room, a hint of a smile on your lips. Shit, I think to myself as I cast my eyes down to my half drink in front of me, then to my friends around the table. They're still talking, but I haven't heard a single word since I noticed you. I laugh as they do, trying to pretend my attention had been with them the whole time. I wait a couple of minutes, the blood pounding in my ears as I try to calm my nerves. I muster up the courage to look back in your direction. With a shock, I notice you're still looking at me, your smile now curling the edge of your lips. Your hand is still on your glass, but now your thumb and two fingers are slowly stroking the stem from top to bottom. I look around me. Surely there must be someone else this is for. But no, it would seem your eyes are indeed locked on mine. I mouth hello to you, but there's no reply. I can only watch in rapt attention as your smile widens and the fingers raised to lightly caress between your breasts, your other hand continuing to stroke your glass. I feel a familiar stirring in my loins, and I give you a wink as my hand leaves the tabletop to rub my growing cock through my jeans. Your eyes raise ever so slightly as I do, the stroking of your glass increasing in speed. I begin to consider my options. Do I get up and talk to you? Should I play the cocky route and ask you back to my place immediately? Or should I wait for the night to grow older and to leave my friends? My game plan is cut short as you suddenly get up and pay your tab. My heart drops as I watch you walk across the bar to the back exit, another lost opportunity slipping through my fingertips. That is, until you stop at the door and give me one last look before heading out. That was it. I couldn't take it any longer. I got up, threw down twice what I owed on the table, and left my friends without another word, the curious course going in one ear and out the other as I beeline towards the door that you have just left by, my cock tucked underneath my waistband in a paltry attempt to disguise my bulging erection. Not that I gave a damn at this point. I would have walked through the crowd naked if it got me out faster. I open the door and hurry into the back alley, hoping to catch you before you disappear. But I'm too late. As I look down the alley into the warm night, I see no sign of you. Shit. Looking for someone. I nearly jump out of my skin as I whirl around to catch you leaning up against the rock brick wall, a finger toying with the corner of your mouth, which is stretched by a sultry grin at having caught me following you. I stand there, staring at you, my mind blank, trying to think of something to say. Damn it. What do I normally say? Care for a cigarette, I ask. Thanks, but I don't smoke. Then you chose your outfit wrong. A throaty laugh bursts out of your mouth as you push off the wall, walking slowly towards me. I saw you staring at me inside. You say as you close the distance between us, your hips swaying hypnotically. I do that when I see a thing I like, I reply, willing my now throbbing erection to stay hidden. You put on a delicious little pout. Only one thing. It's my turn to laugh now, and I run my gaze slowly up your body before replying with a grin. Or many things. You're standing in front of me now, so close your breasts are brushing my chest with every breath. Quick, heavy breaths. Your eyes, previously locked on mine, now return the favor as they travel down my body and back up again. I see a few things I like as well. I can't stop myself. I grab you by your hips and pull you tight against me, your eyes widening, followed by your red-rimmed smile. So, do something about it. You kiss me deeply, forcefully, surprising me before I return in kind. Your hands caress my chest and my face, while mine give your gorgeous ass a squeeze and makes you moan in my mouth. Your hand sneaks down my stomach and stumbles across the head of my cock, a discovery that turns your moan into a low chuckle, the sound of which sends a new wave of pleasure through my body. You break off and pull me by my belt out of the well-lit section of the alley into the shadows of the bar's closed patio. Here, amongst the tables and chairs and discarded beer labels, I stop and hold you from behind, lightly kissing your neck as my hand fondles your breasts, the other lifting the short hem of your dress to find your panties. Instead, my hand finds nothing but the smoothness of your shaped pussy. You inhale sharply as my fingers begin to toy with your sticky lips, peeling them open to slide my finger along your wetness. For a moment, I think I've gone too far, but then you begin grinding your ass against my tucked-up cock with renewed vigor.